extremely tasteful.
Breakfast food on 95 BFM, thanks to Foodprint, the only food ordering app you need.
Morena, Nat.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm great.
It's good to hear. What kind of food are we talking about today?
We're going to talk about another versatile vegetable.
Oh, yes.
The zucchini.
Yeah.
Or courgette. Yeah.
Nice. For some reason, I lump the aubergine, which we talked about last week, find it in the big husks,
nice.
In with the zucchini in my head.
Well,
I put them into the same category.
They go really well together.
That's true.
Like ratatouille. I was thinking about maybe doing that next week.
Nice.
Since we've pretty much covered all the ingredients for it. But eggplant is a nightshade, fairly certain, and a courgette is a squash.
There you go.
Oh, well, there you go.
Summer squash.
Anybody,
I wikied that this morning.
Anybody who's ever grown a courgette or a zucchini in their garden and will know it's in the squash family because it's impossible to get them all, and one of them will be like growing behind something else, and then you'll come and find it 3 weeks later and it will be the size of your leg. It's going to be like this yeah. huge ass
thing.
They
just keep growing.
They just
zucchini.
Keep growing.
Yeah, that's a marrow.
My mum grew one and it just had a bulb at the bottom and a really, really skinny top.
Yeah,
she didn't know why that happened.
I reckon, I'm not a great gardener, but I reckon that's to do with water.
Oh.
So like a whole bunch of water maybe at once.
Oh.
They grow really fast.
Someone will text in. Someone
can let us know.
5395.
Fat check me on that. Zucchinis, I think as well, like when you grow them, it's so exciting when they first start growing and then they very quickly become a burden.
You're like, oh, there's too many.
more courgettes. But they're super versatile and you can put them in cakes and...
Oh, yeah.
We were just talking off air. Rachel made some spaghetti and meatballs last night. Delicious.
It was mean.
Yeah, putting that in meatballs or burger patties or whatever as well. Really delicious. My favourite way to have courgette is marinated and charred and grilled on a barbecue.
Mm, ooh, delicious.
Yeah, very easy, and it's like a nice side dish to have with whatever you're having for dinner, pretty much.
What would you marinate it in?
Good. I'm glad you asked. I do lemon juice, lemon zest. Olive oil, garlic, some sliced red onion is really nice.
Ooh.
As well, and some hard herbs, so you could use rosemary or thyme or mm-hmm. oregano, and salt and pepper.
Hard herbs?
Yeah, they're like, oh God, what are they? So they're kind of more stalky.
Okay. Stalkier herbs.
Yeah, so like a soft herb would be...
Basil.
Yeah, basil and parsley, maybe. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
I didn't know that was what they're called. That is good to know.
And they're often like quite a strong flavour as well.
Yeah.
And so then you grill them on a really hot heat. When I slice them, I don't want them to be like a peeler thin kind of slice. You want them to be maybe like 3 mil thick.
Nice.
Yeah, so like a bit of texture. Otherwise they go really floppy and they burn really easily as well.
No one wants a burnt courgette.
Or a floppy one.
No.
And so once you've char-grilled those till they're kind of just cooked, I would put them into a dish and just crumble some feta over the top.
Yum.
And
my stomach literally just crumbled. I don't know if anyone could hear
that. Audible?
Yeah. I definitely could.
Yeah, feta is really nice. And if you're feeling super fancy, some pomegranate seeds as well for a bit
Ooh,
of sweetness.
Boosh.
That's real yum.
Yum.
That's real yum.
That sounds
nice.
And if you rock up to the barbecue with that, you're going to be like, oh, she knows what she's talking about. You know, that's a flashy dish to come to the potluck with.
Yeah, but super easy as well. Pretty
awesome.
Pretty low skill. Another thing that I cook on the reg is courgette slice or zucchini slice. Have you guys had that? It's like super nostalgic.
No, I don't think I have.
But I lived with someone who used to bake it every time, and every time they'd bake it, I'd smell it. It smelled so good, and I'd run out and be like, what is that? And they'd be like, it's the zucchini slice.
And they never let you have any.
No.
Oh,
wow.
Now that you've brought that up.
I was just saying, hang on, so you've smelt this a lot?
Yeah,
it's been cooked in your house a lot.
But I've never eaten it.
Well, that's a bit of stink.
Anyway, let's move on.
Okay, so you can easily make this yourself.
I will, I think.
And it's really delicious. It's great to have for like work lunches or light dinner or, you know, whenever. Whenever you've got too many courgettes as well, because it can take quite a few.
Excellent.
And there's very little cooking involved. It's just kind of like chopping and then baking. So what you need is 5 eggs. A cup of self-raising flour, 400 grams of courgettes, which I have no idea how many courgettes that are because it depends like how big they are. But I would probably do like four medium-sized courgettes.
Got you.
Grate them and then like leave them, put them in a tea towel and a strainer, and then just give them a good squeeze so that all their juice that comes out, their water, you can salt them a little bit first as well to make them extra watery. A large chopped onion, 150 grams of bacon, ooh, optional, but pretty good.
optional, but definitely worth it.
I made this with ham over Christmas.
Oh. Classic.
We're, like, eating it 3 weeks later. 1 cup of grated cheddar and 1/4 cup of vegetable oil. So basically all you need to do is beat your eggs and add the flour, just mix to combine so you don't like overwork flour. And then add all of the other chopped ingredients. So you don't have to fry anything or whatever.
Primo.
Yeah, and then you just put it into, I do a lined baking dish and bake it on 180 for about 30 minutes, and it smells amazing. It's
That's
very
so
nostalgic.
I know it smells amazing.
But you don't know what it tastes like, so you're going to have to try
this.
It out.
Yeah, yeah, it's really yum. It's kind of like a quiche kind of vibe. Yeah.
Someone has texted in, tempura courgette flowers. Ooh.
Yum. That's
so good.
That sounds
so mean.
Yes, yes.
Their flowers are beautiful as well. Those lovely sort of floppy, big yellowy, orangey flowers. They're just gorgeous.
They're,
I can imagine that being
very
nice.
They're super gorgeous. Yeah, and you can stuff them with ricotta and parmesan.
Oh my God.
Is that your stomach again?
Yep.
and tempura them and deep fry them. I also love tempered courgettes, just kind of battens.
Just the whole thing, or
like sliced into, I would say battens, but what is that?
What does batten look like?
It's like little sticks.
Yeah, like
slices.
Little sticks. Okay.
Yeah, a bit bigger than, I don't know, like cut it into eight long.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got you.
Bits.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm following.
Yeah.
I did hit my brain. Like, a batten. Isn't the like courgette itself kind of a batten?
Yes. Yeah.
But
so make
baby
it into
battens.
Tiny
baby
tiny courgettes.
Baby
yeah.
Battens.
Yeah, that's delicious as well. Very versatile. Super cheap.
Nice.
I'm so glad you brought in the zucchini slice recipe. I'm going to make it and I'm going to send a photo to my old flatmate and say, ha!
I hate it now. Yeah.
Yeah.
I am a big fan of like a courgette cake or a loaf as
ooh,
well.
Yum.
I do. That's a good one as well for just using up how many you've grown in your garden, especially when they get a bit marrowy as well and you're like, is this going to taste not so nice anymore?
Stringy.
And if you're not growing them, they do get very cheap in the supermarket as well.
This is true. Because even the farms have the same problem. They've suddenly got too many zucchinis. Hey, Nat, thank you very much for bringing us courgettes / zucchinis this morning. Big old cheer. I'm extremely hungry now.
Thank
we'll see,
you.
See you next week.
Bye.
Food for thought. Breakfast food on 95 BFM. Thanks to Foodprint, the only food ordering app you need.
And